Good morning. It's good to be with you. I haven't been with you for a few weeks. I think this is the first time that I've been with you this year. And so I really want to extend to you my deep hope that it's really a good year for you and that it will have many good surprises for you in store. I want to begin with a very simple question. I'd love to explore this with you for a few moments today. I want to ask you, friends, whether you live with open hands or whether you live with clenched fists. How do you live? With hands that are open to receive, to give, to share, to bless, to release, or with fists that are clenched to grab, to clutch, to cling, to hold, to hoard. What's your way of living? Open hands, clenched fists. If I were to come to those that you live with, maybe your partner, maybe your parents, siblings, if I were to bump into your colleagues at work and say, tell me, how does this guy live? How does this woman live? What would they say about you? What would they say about me? That you live with open hands or you live with clenched fists? If you were to die tomorrow, your funeral, obituary, your best friend has to talk, what would he say about you honestly? Honestly. Open hands, clenched fists. Do you remember that story? I love it, of the guy who lived his whole life with clenched fists, grabbing and holding and hoarding and clinging and selfish and greedy, and he dies. And his twin brother, just before the funeral, goes to the minister and says, I will give you a lot of money if tomorrow at the funeral you will make it very, very clear that my brother, in fact, was a good person. The minister said, okay, and took the money. Next day, the minister was speaking at the funeral, and he said to all the people there, I want to be very honest today. This person who's just died was stingy, was greedy, was corrupt, grabbed onto everything. But let me tell you, in comparison to his brother, he was a saint. How do you live? Open hands, clenched fists. And it's against that backdrop, friends, that I want to share a little bit of good news with you this morning. I want to share with you the good news that the God that we meet in the Bible, the God that we encounter in the Old Testament and the New Testament, the God that we meet in Jesus Christ, the God who has poured out His Spirit upon us, the God of creation and redemption, is a God with open hands. With open hands. That's the God we worship. Come with me just for a moment. Just for a moment. Come with me as we go into the very, very first book of the Bible, which is called Genesis. Do you remember? And it describes God the Creator. And it's a beautiful chapter. And I don't know if you've noticed this as you read it, but the language is extravagant and lavish and generous. This God who just creates and creates and creates and creates and then says to us, what I've created is yours. It's yours. I want to share it with you. I want you to look after it. I want you to enjoy it. It's yours. The God with open hands. Creator God. And that's why the psalmist, for example, in that psalm, Psalm 19, just look at this verse. As the psalmist looks at creation, says, the heavens declare the glory of God. Watch this. The skies proclaim the work of His hands. His open hands. And that's why the psalmist, in that beautiful psalm to creation, in Psalm 104, just look at these verses. Have you ever seen them before? As the psalmist speaks of all the creatures receiving from Creator God, all creatures look to you to give them their food at the proper time. And when you give it to them, they gather it up when you open your hand. The God of open hands. The God who gives us life and this incredible universe to enjoy. And then when we go to the New Testament, and we begin to follow Jesus through the Gospels. And can I encourage you one day to do something that maybe you've never done before? Can I encourage you one day to take an hour out of your life and just to read one of the Gospels in one sitting? It won't take you longer than an hour. Read Matthew or Mark or Luke or John. And as you do it, watch the hands of Jesus. Just watch them. Always open. Open to receive little children and to bless them. Open to welcome and to include. Open to bless and to heal and to give and to share. Always, always open. And as you follow Him to the cross, and as they lay those palms on those cross beams, those hands are open. Open to embrace you and me and this whole world in God's deep love. And all I want to say this morning, friends, is that those crucified hands of Jesus that you see on the cross, they are the crucified hands of God. The open crucified hands of God. And that's why Jesus, do you remember that moment when He's with Thomas and He's been resurrected from the dead and Thomas is battling to believe, battling to come to faith. We talk about doubting Thomas. What does Jesus say to doubting Thomas? Have you ever noticed what He said? Look what He says. He says to them, after He said this, He showed them His hands. The open hands of God. You go to the book of Acts. And God now, Jesus has ascended and the early church are together. And now comes the moment when God pours out His Spirit. And what is the first title they give to the Spirit? They call the Holy Spirit the gift that God gives. Gifts are given with open hands. The God of open hands. And as we begin to focus on the God of open hands, those open hands tell us that at the heart of God, there is a deep generosity, a deep and passionate, generous love. From creation to the cross, that's what we sang. And from the cross to eternity, those hands are open in generous love to every human being. That God wants to share God's life with us. Not stingily. In abundance. What does Jesus say? I've come to bring you life and to bring it in abundance. In fullness. But friends, we only experience that when we allow our clenched fists to become open. People with clenched fists can never experience the generosity of God. Their fists are clenched. They're clenched. And what I want to ask you today, this morning, is to allow the open hands of God to touch your hands. Just to touch them. To allow God's generous love to touch your heart, my heart, so that our clenched fists become open again. Open. Open to receive. To receive. I can't receive from God with clenched fists. And sometimes it's very hard for some of us because we're so proud and so self-sufficient and so arrogant, we don't want to be a receiver. One person once said to me these words, "Trevor, there is no one on this earth who is so poor that they cannot give. And there is no person on this earth that is so rich that they cannot receive." To receive. Can I invite you today to open your hands to receive what God wants to give you? Can you receive again the gift of your own life as a gift? I have a friend who through the day, he feels his pulse. And every time he feels his pulse, he says, "I feel the generosity of God. The generosity of God giving life to me, breathing life into me, sustaining me in life." Can we open our hands today to receive the gift of God's grace and God's mercy and God's forgiveness so that we can start again? If Debbie was here, I'm married to Debbie. And if I were to say to her, "Debbie, could you just come and share your story this morning at Mosaic," which she would never do, she would tell you how things began for her. How for 25 or so years, very religious, went to church, got confirmed, and then one Good Friday, sitting in a church in the middle of Johannesburg, she listened to the message of the crucified Jesus with his hands open. And as she sat in the back row, these are her words and she would use them. She said, "In that moment, my own hands opened." They opened. And I'm praying this morning that as you look at the open hands of God, as you allow those hands to touch you, that maybe your own hands today will open with confidence and trust and repentance to receive what God wants to give you. But our hands also open not only to receive, not only to receive, but our hands open to love in a way that sets other people free. We love people with open hands. Now, when I got married, our first few years of marriage were tough. And they were tough for one reason. I kept wanting to change Debbie. I wanted to kind of, you know, fix her up. Make her in my own image. Thank God she resisted me. So I had to go into therapy for help. And slowly, slowly the Lord had to teach me to love like He loves, with open hands. With open hands, so that God could make Debbie not into the person I wanted her to be, but the person that God wanted her to be. And then my children came. And how how I clung onto them and I wanted them to do what I wanted them to do. How I wanted to form them in my own image. And slowly learning to let them go. And I remember the moment it happened. My daughter had just finished matric in the morning. Final exam. And that night, at 6 o'clock, I took her to the Oliver Tambo Airport for her to go and spend 3 months in London. My daughter in London, on her own. She told me she wanted to go listen to alternative music in Camden Town. Can you imagine how I felt about that? Huh? And I will never forget, that moment as she walked through that exit door, the word exit, and she just had a kind of bag on her back, knowing no one. And me having to let her go. To let her go. I never slept for 3 nights after that. My imagination kept doing these wild and weird things as to what she was up to. But I wrote a poem in my desperation. And I gave it to her. And 2 years later, I gave it to my son. And this is what I wrote. I believe that you were created to live freely. I place your life into the loving hands of your Creator. I let go of my clinging hold on your life. I am willing now for you to make your own choices. I no longer ever want to play God in your life again. And I will not believe that I always know what is best for you. I want you to live your own life according to your own best understanding and light. I respect the image of God in you. I want to learn to love you with open hands. I love you and I bless you. I have confidence in you. And I always will. Every day I pray in the morning. I hold my hands open before God and I put Debbie in my hands and I say, God, here's Debbie. And I take Joni and I give Joni to God. And I take Mark and I give Mark to God. And some other people as well. I don't want to play God in anyone's life. I want to learn to love with open hands. It's how God loves us. But can I say one more thing? Open hands to receive. Open hands to love. Open hands to give. To give. It's very hard for some of us to give. Again, I want to be very honest with you. I grew up in a home with a scarcity mindset. We never owned property. My dad got his first car, a Morris Minor. Do you remember those days? When I was about 15 years of age. And I've always had this fear of scarcity. Of poverty. I've always feared it. That I'm going to end up like my parents did. With nothing. And the flip side of that is that I wanted to hold on. I wanted to cling. I wanted to hoard. And slowly, slowly, the open hands of God have needed to do a deep, deep work in my own heart. Just to open me up and to open my hands a bit. To share and to give knowledge and attention to others and stuff and possessions and money. I never forget, and I always smile to myself, I never went to church until I was 17. And the first time I went to church, I didn't know what you did in church. Everything was new. And I remember that scary moment when I saw a collection bag coming around and I saw people putting money in it. I couldn't believe it. Actually giving money away. And I could feel the panic build up as this bag came towards me, as I clung to those coins in my pocket with my sweaty fists. What are your hands like? Open or closed? Let me end. They say that you come into this world with clenched fists. When you're born with clenched fists. And if you're lucky enough and blessed enough and graced enough to be touched by the open hands of God, you die with open hands. I don't know how you're going to die. I don't know how I'm going to die. And that's a blessed ignorance that we don't know those things. But I don't know about you. I want to learn how to die with open hands. I would love it if my kids could say without lying at the funeral, "My dad was a generous man. He lived and died with open hands." And so I invite you, friends, today to allow your heart and your hands to be touched by the open hands of God. Let's pray together. Dear God, each Sunday we talk about deep things. Ways in which we live, ways in which we believe. And just for a few moments, we want to hold before our minds and our hearts this picture of your open hands. Open hands in creation, open hands in redemption, open hands in giving your Spirit to us. And we ask, Lord, that our hearts may be touched and that our clenched fists may open. That somehow we will open ourselves up to receive from you what you would like to give us today. Help us, Lord, to learn to love with open hands. Help us to give with open hands. Help this congregation to be known as a congregation with open hands. This is our prayer, and we offer it to you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, with all the love and with all the longing of our hearts. And we say together as God's people, Amen. And so, friends, may the joy of this generous God always be with you. Amen. Amen. Amen.